In the market for premium dice and accessories? Look no further than MetallicDiceGames.com for all your gaming needs. Save 10% off your purchases by using the promo code RBP10 at checkout. Check out the fantastic selection of dice and accessories today and use the promo code RBP10 to save 10% off any purchase anytime. Happy gaming from the Rancor's Brothel. Enjoy the show.
Hello, dear listeners. We wanted to give you a slightly different intro to this one before getting to the actual intro of the game. This game comes with a bit of a trigger warning. Needless to say, it is not for children. This game is a bit darker than most of our other Call of Cthulhu scenarios and comes with a mature content warning. Please be aware that this game contains mature themes including drugs, sex, sex magic, prostitution, sexual murder, and all manner of sexual practices are at least touched on. If this is not your type of game, please feel free to listen to any of our other shows. We completely understand. Thank you for listening.
The Rancor's Brothel presents Berlin, the Wicked City. Devil eats flies.
Walking from another room, you see Prince Konstantinovich alongside Edgar, and they are conversing very rapidly. Great. You've come. And yes, you see Edgar. You're just sort of...
Lottie's going to like run up and hug him.
Does she seem him? Normal?
He hugs you back, although a little...
Not as warm and not fuzzy as
not as warm and fuzzy as he used
Seems
to be.
Seems more mechanical than anything. Just kind of a...
He also appears frazzled. Mm. So, this is a room full of dejected individuals.
Well, yes, but they had a thing. Like...
Yeah.
Lottie is going to be very, like...
Seems odd, sure. But...
Taken aback.
The vibe in the room is not...
Yeah, she's still gonna be like,
That's fair.
She's gonna keep her eye on him quite a bit. She had a lady change underneath her thighs. She's concerned. If anything, she's just becoming more and more, like, suspicious of people.
The prince pours himself a drink. He tries to straighten his jacket and says, I don't need to tell you that with all these recent murders and an attack on the Grand Duchess, that we all fear for her safety. I hope that you can all assist us. The Grand Duchess has run away.
Mother trucker.
We intend to build a search party with the group we have here. Unfortunately, we are unsure where to begin.
What kind of state was she in before she ran away?
Frightened from the attack. She did not sleep overnight.
Did she flee that night?
The Baron states. No, she fled sometime today. Somehow she slipped through everyone.
You know she ran away, she wasn't taken?
There's no sign of struggle.
Did she take anything with her?
Yeah.
Yes. What clothing that I had purchased for her upon her release from the asylum is missing.
What did it look like?
The clothing?
Yeah, anything special about it?
No, I mean, just standard. Yeah, nothing super...
Slightly higher end?
Higher end, but not like ball gowns or anything like that.
Gotcha.
I mean, she doesn't have any other... real contacts in the city. Where would she go?
How do you think she escaped?
That we're unsure of. We do keep the windows open to keep the breeze. There's a possibility she climbed down a drain pipe of some sort, maybe.
Anyone else missing?
No.
Who was in the house when she was gone? Or when she left?
a couple of guards out the front door, which she did not walk out of. A couple of maids.
Hold up. Is there any markings on the outsides of that window, like claw marks?
Not that we were able to discern, no.
What like time I said, was she noticed that she was missing?
Sometime around 9:30.
In the morning?
Or it's evening.
Evening, okay.
So, oh, about so like it's 45 been 45 minutes?
Yes.
Yeah. You all convene fast?
We were already having a dinner.
So they were already there and they found out she got away.
But wait, we're in the prince's apartment.
Saw her.
And she was being held at the Baron's.
Correct.
So they
which
moved
was only
their
a couple
party
blocks
here?
Away.
Yes.
Why?
And just a place to gather?
Probably something to do with the Alpha Ball.
Wait, when was the last time somebody saw her?
Probably when they left, the Baron left.
Around 7:30, 8 o'clock.
So we have roughly an hour and a half to 2 hours in which she could have escaped or been captured.
That seems accurate.
And you said that there was no signs of distress, no struggle.
No, and my Von Killinger kind of speaks up and says that my contacts in the... My contacts have not come back with any victims of her description. As you are aware, or if you are not, these murders have continued.
Talking about the three bodies.
I try to act surprised.
No.
The Baron kind of says, yes, the three bodies that were found this morning, but more bodies have been located since.
Oh.
I figured that.
All looking like they've been mangled and destroyed, basically.
Similar wounds to what I know, yes.
It's angry.
I feel like we're missing something.
Where were these bodies found?
Various locale. Some of them all over Berlin. Some of them close to previous body locations. Some of them flushed out of the river, unknowing where they began.
My concern is there's more than one. Because someone's busy if they've got a lot of bodies that have been shown up in a small time frame.
Unless it's a possession that can move from body to body within the night.
Mm-hmm.
Not even the night.
It's the hour.
Yeah.
Which we know it can. It came and went in
the maid
and
the maid
right,
in no time.
5 seconds. Minutes.
It's been popping in and out of him all the time.
Yeah.
Wait, that's not...
that
we
was,
don't know that
was out of game. That was out of game.
Never been violent.
Yet.
I know who's first.
The prince looks to Adelaide and says, what all information were you able to get out of her before the attack?
I mean, just that she firmly believes that she is the Grand Duchess. She remembered being attacked by Grossman.
She recognized the maid when she changed.
Yeah.
Like the eyes specifically.
I mean, she's a very scared young woman.
Nothing more?
I don't know. Someone could check their notes.
The husband and the kid.
Yeah, husband and the kid was the big one.
That she had come here from Budapest.
Right.
Husband died in Budapest.
Did he, though?
Did he, though?
The Baron sort of sits down, plops down, perhaps. Takes a drink of some sort of dark liquid. He kind of says to himself, but out loud enough for everyone else to hear, her elephant was missing.
Her elephant?
Yeah, yes. She has a love for animals. The elephant was her favorite.
And
a toy?
Like
a stuffed animal, yes.
Okay. Because I was like, what?
Like, oh, she's on an elephant. We'll find her.
She should stand out pretty easily.
That would make more sense.
Man, why are there so many elephants out today? Took her stuffed elephant. Again, a toy. Because, like, she has a giant on a cart.
He sort of says it in a way to reaffirm that she left of her own accord.
So, like, she wouldn't have left without her elephant. It wasn't there, so.
Right. It wasn't as if she just got taken because she was able to take things she wanted.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, the only place I could think that she would even go would be where she was hiding before all of this, but that's in the center of where the murders are happening.
Well, she was found. Well, no, she was found in a river and went to an asylum.
Right, but before that, she'd been hiding out with the Polish.
Well, that is true.
Ladies of the Night.
Yeah.
Could have been she didn't jump in the river, but she was disposed of because they thought she was dead.
That's a possibility.
Her wounds did not appear to be grave.
So her wounds weren't severe enough to be dead, but maybe they thought she had died. Perchance.
Possible. Idea rolls.
Please give me an idea.
Yep, by half.
Oh.
Same, by half.
Yes.
By.
Just yes.
No.
Just
guess. I'm idealist.
The two by halves, you sort of get up, wander around a bit, and thought, as everyone is sort of quiet, sipping drinks, smoking cigarettes and cigars, trying to think of where she could go. Lottie and Irvin, what was your... Lottie, what is your roll? What did you roll out of?
42 out of 85.
And what did you
roll? 36 out of 85.
Okay, so yours is actually a little better.
Mm-hmm.
So Irvin, you sort of wander a bit, take a sip of a drink. Coffee, maybe, because you don't drink, right?
No, I have gin, but I'm not gin right now.
And you look out the window, just as Lottie walks up behind you.
Yeah, she does.
She sort of leans a little closer to you, as she has kind of grown
familiar.
More familiar. And as you both look out the window, Irvin, it hits you. You can see the zoo from here.
Ooh.
The animals. She loves animals.
The zoo boys and girls. The zoo.
Elephants.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like a safe place to go when there are animals ripping people to shreds.
They'll never expect it. We take the fight to them.
Or is it not the safest place to be? If an animal is attacking you, why wouldn't you go somewhere else where there would be predators to said animal?
Yeah, and the zoo's close, so it's somewhere on there.
I mean, I'm just saying. If hyena's running after you, you run into a pride of lions.
Fair.
Just saying.
So we have to fight a zoo.
And as you...
We fought a zoo.
We need titles to...
We're gonna have
each
titles
episode. Each episode.
Yeah, I just got to dub this episode's We Fought a Zoo.
As you sort of say it out loud, everyone kind of looks at each other like, holy shit, that makes so much sense. Killinger jumps up and grabs the phone and makes a call. And after a few moments, he hangs up and says, I have someone who can meet us at the gate. They can get us in.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Well, if she could get in, we could get in.
If we have someone that can get us in, we should be able to get in. Since she's probably there.
Let's roll.
Spin in and out.
The other one should be polishing my penny farthing. I just like had a thought of all of us on penny farthings, like riding towards the zoo.
Let's ride, gang.
Ring, 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 ring.
Oh no, a small rock.
He fell 15 feet.
He didn't stand a chance.
We all died.
TPK, TPK.
That's how Lucas kills all of us.
No.
There's a penny farthing pile up.
Everyone heads that way. The Baron offers his car, which holds enough people
It's a limo.
It's a big ass car.
It's a it's some kind of a sedan.
Does it hold enough people then?
Apparently it holds possibly. Eight people.
Remember Dang. Way back in the day, it's like really, when they had like the seats that like it was on one side and on the other,
yeah,
and they're all bench seats and nobody yeah. wears a seatbelt.
Because no one really went fast enough for that to be a
Yeah, I think the fastest you could go was like 45 miles an hour.
Oh, that would still kill you in those cars, though.
Oh, it would. I'm just saying, though. Ooh.
Partly because the car probably burst into flames.
Yeah. probably explode.
Well, they were not at that point designed to crumple and protect mm-hmm. people. They just killed you by transferring the energy into the passengers.
Yes.
Literally.
You guys get there.
But less vehicles on the road.
True.
You guys get there.
With humanity.
Mm-hmm. You guys get there, and a man meets you at the gate. He manages to break in for you.
Oh, nice.
That's what you meant by get us in.
You knew the ticket guy.
You guys are entering. Let's see, I'm looking. I have a Zoom app.
I really need to know what animals are in the zoo. This is important to me.
I had dopotamus.
I mean, there are so elephants. Yes. There's an aviary. There's an aquarium.
I'm checking the elephants.
There are the plains. Go to the there elephants. Are forest.
We're going to the elephants. We're going to the pachyderm house.
So what you guys are breaking into is what they call the elephant gate. Oh. Because it is a much larger gate.
Is it so big that
and as soon as you get in, Killinger yells, spread out, see what you can find.
I don't spread out. I go to the elephant
We
area.
Four will stick together.
We run straight to the elephants.
Where's the gate? That is the gate.
You're the gate.
So when you get, you walk around, do you guys don't see any sign of anyone being here? In this area of the zoo, at least? You do see elephants who are sleeping.
So
we
hard
would
to
see
know
elephants, hippos, rhinos, pigs, and tapirs.
He's Googling again.
I love tapirs.
I was curious what all fell under pachyderm. I wasn't sure.
Oh, I could have told you that.
Yeah. I can remember. It's only five things.
I always stay in the pachyderm house. It's like
spot
my favorite place.
Hidden?
She's hiding underneath one of their trunks
nope.
like Dumbo.
Nope. Got him.
Nope.
Extreme.
You see, like, footprints that appear to be...
Lady footprints?
Yeah, and
petite
they're...
little flower footprints?
These are not elephant prints.
very small footprints. Could be that of a child. Could not, but they appear kind of fresh. But they sort of lead to the enclosure and then seem to turn about and go the opposite direction.
So like back the way
they
came?
You kind of lose them. Yeah, you kind of lose them in there, in that.
They're wandering around.
Where should we go next?
You see, you guys are at the southern part of the zoo. If you go to your right, there are the administration offices.
Probably not.
Next to an aquarium area.
Ooh.
Aquarium across area from the aquarium. Across from the aquarium would be the large predator house.
That sounds safe. Let's go there.
Sounds like that's where she's going to be.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's why we go there. Later, because we'll miss the hidden, like, Easter eggs and things if we go there first. So it'll be like the storyline cut.
Wait, are there bears?
Lions and tigers.
There might be.
I feel like we need to go to the large predator area.
I don't know why, but in my mind, this is freaking Jurassic Park. We are playing Jurassic Park, my friends.
Yeah.
Life finds a way.
In your group... because they did split off in groups. It's the four of you. Edgar and the prince.
Hmm.
All right, so we have two things that are fodder.
What do you think, Edgar, our friend who did not disappear mysteriously?
Edgar has become an NPC.
He says...
do what they're told.
The large predator house is a decent option.
We go there!
Edgar's gonna kill us.
Once again, you don't really find anything here.
At the large animal?
Yeah. Find any sign of anyone being here.
Thanks, Edgar.
Lottie's still very distrusting of Edgar. That hug was not sincere.
As
she
you...
will, she will relay that to Erwin, who she now trusts as her new Edgar.
He's not done or said anything to you to make you you trust him.
I know.
He of the
she has issues.
Life,
have you not realized that
he has not tried to cut her throat?
I've given her like
of
zero.
All the men in her life.
I've given her the exact
Edgar
opposite
left
of what
her.
Builds those things.
He used her and he left her.
And wouldn't hug her warmly.
And when she found him again, yes, was very weird. And you, sir, tried to slit her throat. And she's not okay with you.
Did not.
This is the only man that lets her cling to him like a monkey, even though he doesn't do anything.
Y'all, y'all, focus up. We got to find Anastasia.
I'm creating character.
So, okay, so directly across from Large Predator House, again, where you just came from is the aquarium. If you go down one direction, you will come across a birdhouse, a monkey house, and eventually the ostrich house.
Ostriches get their own house?
They have big-ass talons.
Fair.
They need a lot of space, too, because they can run.
Aquarium?
Let's go to the aquarium.
It's dark. It's scary.
The aquarium door is locked, so the odds of her getting in here are probably minimal.
Never mind.
Fair.
We got the admin building. We got the... ostriches.
I have a really bad feeling about the aviary, so we should probably go there.
Jurassic Park style.
The birdhouse?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
You walk in, and I mean, up above you, you see a lot of birds perched. Bird shit everywhere.
Are
you don't really see any signs
objects?
Of anyone being here.
Okay.
So.
No large birds?
Y'all, what if she's just not at the zoo?
No, these are your standard... birds that you could perch on your shoulder type birds.
Y'all, the DM gave us the clue.
Yeah, that would be pretty fun. Like, the zoo.
The
you
zoo.
You can see
and
the
then
zoo.
Nothing.
Not
we
at
did
all
want to go to the zoo earlier.
We did.
So we're here.
So that's
fair. Pretty cool.
So I guess we got admin and true. Ostriches.
Let's go to the ostriches.
Roll me a spot hidden at the ostrich house.
Ah, got it.
Nope.
Got it. Yep. That's another 99.
Yep.
Oh, I failed. I'm going to spend
I got
four.
It.
Oh, you got
I got it.
It. Okay.
I got it. Don't spend anything.
Time for new days.
You notice something move.
Squee!
It's not the sound of a person or an ostrich.
It's the sound of a compy.
Does it have like a large body and like a long spindly antenna?
Jurassic Park?
Jurassic Park. Mm-hmm. The scavengers.
It's at this point you have met back up with Killinger and some of his men.
And Fun Co.
You do see something move a little further into what would be the cassowary enclosure.
Ooh.
Oh, cassowaries are a bitch.
They're
cassowary?
Mean.
It's sort of like an ostrich. It's a large bird.
They're
with like
mean.
A raptor talon on it.
It's like a dinosaur.
Come yeah, on. It looks like a dinosaur. They've got the big red crown.
Hence the squeak.
Oh. Huh.
They're mean. They're Australian. Let's just put it that way.
It'll kill you then.
Yeah. At the Indies.
They're mainly fruit.
Yeah, but they're aggressive.
They are aggressive. They're territorial.
The Indie Zoo and Emu stole my map.
So Lottie will point out that there is something moving further into the cassowary enclosure. That does not look like a cassowary.
Correct.
Oh, good. I was curious if it was just we saw a cassowary.
Is this just a cassowary?
I mean, the gate is locked, but the bars...
are big enough that a slender woman could fit through them?
Ideally.
Slender women like Lottie.
And Frederick.
Possibly, yes.
I do have a very slight waist.
Frederick just tries to get...
But, I mean, Killinger is not going to let just you two go in there. He's going to want you someone to try to open the door.
Huh. Well, so Lottie's still going to try to slip through the cracks.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you have lock... Is it lockpick or locksmith?
Yes, she does.
Would you like to try to unlock the
hell
door?
Hell yeah, she does.
Go ahead and roll into the lock and lock said door.
Oh.
Oh, no.
No.
She locked it... tighter.
Okay. It's even more locked.
Oh no.
His man is able to get it open.
Woo!
NPC saved the day.
And he just kind of looks at her. It's like, I know what I'm doing.
I loosened it for you.
She looks at him and goes, I wanted you to be the man.
As you walk in, you see cassowaries, black of plumage with a vibrant blue and red wattle.
Yep.
Wow. This is dangerous.
You know that these birds can stand over 6 feet tall, weigh about 180 pounds.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And they like to kick.
They mm-hmm. like to kick.
At the throat.
And Von Killinger whispers to you, not that Judah wouldn't have known. He says, cassowaries are huge, but it's the talon. They're capable of spilling a person's guts all over the ground.
Based off of, can Lottie look at the ground?
Do any of us have animal handling?
Do we see any scratch marks that look familiar?
No.
Okay, good. That makes her feel a little bit better. Not a lot, but a little.
Do they look familiar? No, they look more terrifying.
Listen rolls.
Ooh. Wee-wee. Let's not roll high. 44. That's a pass.
Pass.
30. We're
got it. By half.
Third row.
Oh, wait, fourth, not by half.
Third one down.
She did not listen very well.
For some reason, I put a lot in listen.
I have 50, but that's because I listen for ticking noises.
You hear rustling towards the back.
Russell. Clever girl.
Rustle in the bushes.
There are no tigers in South America. Zoology.
But it doesn't.
Name that movie.
Jurassic Park?
No.
No?
Strange Wilderness.
Up.
Oh, God, it's been so long.
I haven't seen that
to Russell. So the kid's name is Russell.
It is Russell.
If you want a good zoological movie, go watch Strange Wilderness.
Yep.
I say.
I need to watch that Anna? Again.
You don't hear a response?
Say Francesca.
Franziska.
Franziska.
Spot Hiddens. It's going to be a difficult success.
Nope. I don't think I've gotten below a 90 for a spot hidden roll today.
I got it, but not difficult.
I didn't pass. Nope.
So you did pass?
Nope. I passed, yeah.
You do notice what appears to be in all of the black plumage something blonde kind of ducked down. Just barely.
Oh, she's there.
I'm going to step back a little bit.
I want to be at the back of the group. I want to see everybody in front of me.
Sounds perfect.
Human shield.
Oh, shit.
I don't want to.
As you step back, something heavy just whacks you right in the back of the head.
Sorry about your head, bud.
It's okay. I got another one.
It's a low roll on damage, at least. You take 3 damage.
Okay.
And I'm sure you shout, scream.
You audibly make noise.
Make noise, some sort of painful noise.
Well, I'm sure if you get hit.
As
you guys
struck.
Turn about and see...
Wait, did you take your magic points instead of your hit points?
Yeah, make sure you don't lose your magic points.
Oops.
Hit points is on the left.
Hit me in my magic head.
As you all turn about and you see a crooked, hunched, gnarled looking Edgar.
Aww,
who
baby.
Has just whapped. Mm-hmm. Frederick over the back of the head with what looks like some kind of baton.
Lottie is going to scream, I knew not to trust you!
So give me Dex orders again.
65.
Actually, what I'm going
to
do.
Oh, I don't know why I wanted to roll that.
So, 55. It's just the base.
Literally just your score.
I just wanted to roll.
But yeah, we have to roll off.
Yeah, we do have to roll off.
You roll off.
29.
Nice. That's a sex number.
I should win.
But if you do pull the gun, you go first.
That's true.
Let's see.
Yeah, shoot him.
Oh, God.
His size triples.
So Lottie goes first again, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And And then Tyler at 65.
I don't even know why I'm supposed to be in combat. Like, I'm not built for combat. I'm built for reading books, which I don't even do good.
I almost said I brought my cane, but I didn't, so I don't have it.
Let me see if I can find
Von Killinger. So I'd have a stick, but it doesn't help my brawl any.
Just get a stick.
That's probably what I'm going to do.
You kill a cassowary, take its leg. You got to take its whole leg with the foot attached with the claw.
Honestly, so I feel trying to kill a cassowary would probably be harder.
Harder than killing Edgar.
Because it's going to come at me and just keep its distance. Edgar's going to
peck your freaking face off.
Yeah, I'd be afraid of the cassowary at this point. It's a lose-lose fight for me at that.
Let's just go with this.
It's a lose-lose fight for all of us.
Apparently Edgar's super fucking slow.
Yay!
Yay!
Lotte.
Yes.
What do you do?
Well, she's going to scream at him, obviously.
clearly.
Clearly, she's going to be like, what?
You do have your gun, right, Fred? Well, Edgar's gun.
So you got hit. You're down, right?
No. I just took damage.
He's got a headache.
You went, ah!
Yeah, I'm probably bleeding.
And he's behind him? Like, how close is Lottie to him? To Edgar?
Where were you in the group? Were you leading
roughly
the group?
Behind Frederick, kind of in the
Frederick
middle.
Stepped back, so I mean, it's not like you're too far away to
I'm
do
probably
we're all kind of like in a group.
I'm probably in the right. scenario since he backed up yeah. and
sure.
the furthest away from Edgar myself.
As you all turn about, Von Killinger yells that Anna is in the back. And he is...
Him and his guys are probably taking off towards Anna.
Correct.
Yes. Attempting to leaving us alone with Edgar.
I mean, you're not that far apart.
What color are Edgar's eyes?
They are almost glowing.
White?
Yep.
Hmm.
His teeth are very sharp.
Pointy
it's very
teeth.
Strange, actually. What are we saying? For someone who was very close to you.
Not good.
Did you fail? It's just a D2. I'll give you a D2 on that.
That was two.
Okay.
It's a tough gay, guys. So, does he look similar to the lady I was sitting on?
Sure does.
Cool.
Mount up.
Cool, cool, cool. Cool.
Yeah, get your thighs involved, girl.
Cool. Lottie's going to spear the shit out of him.
Oh, God.
I didn't see
fighting brawl.
She's going to attempt it, at least. Oh, come on, Lottie. You got this. Does she get it? It's behind the Pringles.
Yeah, she does.
Oh, five.
Hell yeah, she does.
You did it again. Just you ought it all.
Holded him
wait,
in half.
Wait. You have a 25, God. Right? Mm-hmm. Both times you speared, you've gotten five.
She's really good at it.
Are you witness. Just intending to grapple?
Basically, like, just spear him to pin him down to
very,
get him
very
on the
similar
like
to the maid.
Did. Yeah.
It worked last time.
You managed to do so.
Yeah.
He's on the ground once again.
It worked last time.
She is riding Edgar again.
This
wait,
is familiar.
So imagine you spear not shoulder first, but pelvis first. Yes. So you just wrap him up with your thighs. And
what wrestling
down.
Move is that where they like literally jump with their legs and like grab the person's head with their feet or with their
Hurricane
Rana.
Yeah, basically yeah. that, but midsection.
Okay.
Okay.
Lottie like has him on the ground.
She went
ground.
To a gymnasium, okay?
Frederick, what do you do?
You
are bleeding a little from the back of your head.
Oh, God.
So he's down. She's astride.
Yeah. Are you more concerned about the girl or about Edgar? That's the big question, really.
Edgar.
Okay.
I am going to run over and pull out Edgar's gun and look at him for a moment. And I'm going to pistol whip him in the head.
Fighting brawl.
They're in your dice tray.
Ooh. Got it.
Yay!
Roll me...
Damage?
Well, I don't have in front of me what the damage is for a pistol whip.
It'll be a little more than fists, but I don't know.
think it's a it would be considered a club. So that's a D4.
Yeah, I believe it is a D4 plus damage bonus because it's melee.
Two. Stop it.
You smack him in the side of the head and he kind of shakes it off and almost roars at you, growls at you.
I know it's not Lottie's turn, but her hips have gotten like
real tight.
Nutcracker.
Irving, what are you doing?
I'm actually the furthest away.
Sorry.
But not by much. The lock on the gate was just a lock on the gate. It wasn't chained shut or anything, right? Just
correct.
Like a lock correct. Gate. Okay.
I mean, it's unlocked now, so it doesn't yeah. matter.
Well, he was wondering if he could pick up a chain and punch some
chains. That's what I'm saying.
Gotcha.
I doubt there's chains. That's hence why I was asking.
Take your pocket watch chain, man.
That's not strong.
It is if you whip it hard enough.
It is if you wrap it around your knuckles. Or,
I guess.
Just saying.
We do the John Constantine and wrap the, like he has the crucifix around his fist.
Mm-hmm. Hell
that movie
yeah.
is so badass.
It still right? holds up. I just watched it a couple weeks ago, actually. Like,
you're welcome.
No, it was good. I hadn't seen it in a long time.
It's a good one.
I will watch anything with Keanu Reeves. Call me.
Is he on the ground?
He's on the ground. He's on the ground.
You pistol whipped him. Dang. Just imagining that. Him just.
Tender.
Ugh. Just on the
ground. Didn't seem to do much damage.
No.
Didn't seem
that
to care.
Scared me.
Yeah. What?
I'm so sorry. Flynn just went to put his arm around Amy and like totally like backhanded her.
No, I backhanded no, the chair. Hurt my wrist.
So to clarify, Von Killinger and his lackeys have taken off. Did they realize Edgar's doing this, or is this?
They didn't notice Edgar. That's what I was going for.
I'm gonna call out like, "Hey, Edgar's acting funny," and just be like. People like okay. trying to at least get some help from them
because
my dude is not combat friendly.
It is on Killinger's turn now if that's your turn if
they, yeah
you
no
think Lottie is combat friendly.
Hey, but you've got
you
him down
rolling good.
You're rolling good. I have rolled poorly all evening or afternoon time
well,
of day.
No, hey, when you went to fight you did tie that lady up.
Yeah, I got lucky.
Just saying.
That was my dex though.
Just saying.
I poured laudanum dexterous. In her eye. I poured laudanum in her eye. That was my comment roll.
That would have caused eye pain.
Fair.
Yeah, I'm calling killing her and then I'm like, hey, he's acting up.
He
like,
says
these are combat military.
Possessed.
Yeah. He's
Yeah, no, he hears you.
He's out of sorts.
He turns about as you look over, you can see his men have kind of picked Anna up.
Mm-hmm. Apprehended her.
You know, she's struggling, but she's also not struggling. Like, mm-hmm. she's clearly afraid of what's going on at the same time.
Yeah.
So it's not like they're super aggressive, but clearly they want to get her out of here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Safely as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Makes sense.
Von Killinger looks over at you and then... something else catches his eye to the right, and he says, we may have a bigger problem as one of the cassowaries begins to stand up.
Oh, jeez. Honestly?
and he tells his men to run.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is Jurassic Park.
He tells you to leave him and begins leaving the enclosure.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Oh, shit.
I mean,
Lottie's on top of it.
Well, were we near the gate at this point?
Didn't we just like just walk in like
we
like
noticed
maybe 10 feet
yeah we know stuff like they're going to be having a longer distance to travel when this cassowary catches them in a matter of seconds if not less.
What do you mean 10 feet to what?
Can I roll for what
like,
I know
into
about
the
cassowaries
like
yeah you guys you guys are kind of at
we're closer
to the entrance.
Yeah, that's what we thought.
Killinger is maybe halfway in, his men are all the way in,
right?
Yeah.
It is their turn. And they
the
are going to.
Or?
No, it's his men's turn.
Okay.
But that's a pretty good roll. They are gonna get to about halfway on their turn.
So to about us, right?
Right about where Killinger is standing.
Yeah.
And then
so,
you guys are
yeah,
a little closer
like,
to the door.
We're closer. Right? Yeah. We're about 25% of the way in. He's about 50, and they were 100.
It is Adelaide's turn.
Is the cassowary still following them?
More there, it didn't follow. It stood
it just
up.
Just stood up. Okay, I'm not going
to. And sort of started to make noise. And as you look around, more and more of them are beginning to stand up and shake their feathers off. As they are.
Yeah, I thought we'd leave Edgar in here. I mean, there's really nothing I can do. I think I'm just going to make it run.
Yeah, but
door.
If he roared when you punched him.
Yeah.
Which makes me concerned that if Lottie gets off of him, Duke going to come after us.
True. True, true.
So we got to somehow, like, stun him to leave him in there with the cassowaries.
Yes.
Just Lottie's thought process. She's like, well, if my thighs of steel get off this man, he will chase us. Like,
what is Adelaide doing anything?
I can't.
I would GTFO.
I'd GTFO.
Okay.
Sorry, friends.
Get ready to close
the gate
door.
To close
yeah.
it.
That's
yeah.
where
you're going. I'm going to say that you're headed towards the gate. Yeah. You're not involved in anything. You're not stuck mm-hmm. between stuff like other people were. So you have a clear shot to the door. You are at least out the door. It is Edgar's turn. He is still holding the baton because no one took it from him.
Oh, is that a success?
No.
Wait. Sorry.
When I chant things, they become real.
Dope.
That is barely a success.
Dang it.
He swings at Lotte.
Of course, because she's on top of him.
Lotte, you take...
Edgar.
He doesn't have a damage bonus. You take 2 damage as this baton kind of whaps you in the ear.
Pap.
As he is trying to get you off of him.
Makes sense.
I can tell you this much. As soon as we get out of here, I'm going to either invest in a shotgun or bring my cane with me ever, or both.
Both.
All right. Top of the order, back to Lotte.
Well, she just got hit in the head.
You did just get hit in the head.
So she's a little pissed.
Mm-hmm. He's kind of biting
at you. She's not going to headbutt this one.
People.
Although,
elbow.
She did pretty well last time.
It was effective.
I'm afraid, though, that if she does, it's going to fail epically and she's going to get bit in the nose.
Yeah.
That would be bad.
Depends on your roll.
Or worse.
You've succeeded on Fighting Brawl 2 or 3 times, but, you know, it's going to fail eventually.
I know.
Yeah, and luck is not usable right now.
So your choices really are to attack or to let him go and run.
Try and disengage, yeah.
Part of her wants to grab the freaking thing in his hand and hit him with it, but...
Try it.
I shall try it.
Okay.
No, just nah.
You're bad influence.
I have an idea what I'm going to do next, but you guys do what you want to do.
She does want to try to incapacitate him to some level. She wants to hit him in the head somehow, because it worked last time, which is what she's thinking.
But I tried.
She just whipped him in the head and it did nothing.
That's true.
So, as all this happens, you see Frederick, because I probably had it in pistol whip.
Uh-huh.
I turn it over, and I'm...
To get ready to shoot
it? I'm taking aim.
Okay, so she's going to jump off. She's going to, like, kick off the ground to get away from him.
You heading then out the door?
Yeah, as much as she can.
Okay. Tyler?
That's actually him next.
Oh, I apologize.
I'm gonna light him up.
Roll to shoot.
Light him up.
You
get 3 attacks.
You get 3 attacks.
3 shots, I think.
Why is that?
It says attacks. Don't you get multiple in a round? With like, if it's like,
boom, boom, boom.
You take penalty dice for subsequent shots.
Oh, that's right.
However, you get a bonus die for the first shot because you're so close to him.
Yeah, and he's down on the ground.
Right.
Okay. Okay. I'll shoot once.
You get a bonus die.
Bonus die. Good, because I missed. Got it?
Yay!
Okay, roll damage.
Roll damage. 1.
You just wing him in the shoulder?
I'll shoot again.
Okay.
This is a
base.
Penalty.
Penalty die.
Because
it's a subsequent shot, it should be a penalty die. Yeah.
Okay. Nothing for him laying down?
Nope.
Okay. Do you want to roll an extra die right now and just hit time, or you got it?
Okay.
No.
Okay. Second shot goes wide.
And then another third shot?
If you want.
Okay. Nope.
Okay. So, boom, kind of wing him in the shoulder. Boom, boom, miss, miss.
That's unfortunate.
That wakes up all the birds.
That's kind of what I was afraid of.
Von Killinger calls you a fool. he succeeds in his dex roll.
Wait, wasn't it Tyler's turn before Von Killinger?
It would be mine.
No, sorry. Well, go ahead. He succeeds on his dex roll to leave.
That's fine. So he was shot. Has he managed to get up yet, or is he still on the ground?
He's still laying down. It's not his turn yet. So.
Awesome.
I feel like he like rolled, and that's why you missed Probably. Him. You were like just following him. But hopefully he rolled into the pen.
Into the birds.
So he shot. Has Lottie been able to like actually get up and move toward the gate?
Yeah, yeah.
She's
basically at the door.
She rocketed her ass out of there.
As soon as she got up, out. He fired a couple, three shots. Now it's on you.
Killing in Killy boys.
Gonna run towards the door.
Thinking. Because I'm where I was somewhere between when killing her and them were, because I was furthest back in the group when you got cracked in the head.
You and killing her are like right neck and neck, though.
Okay.
You guys are basically in the middle of the building.
Got it. Yeah. This is tricky.
Well, it depends on what you're wanting to do.
I know. That's the thing. I guess I'll try to make it toward the gate. So, Dex?
Yeah.
That's two to the wrong guy. Yeah, I make it toward the gate. I got a 28 out of 65, which is a hard.
You make it. You can make it out of the building with that.
Fucking gone.
Bye.
Yep. He does the like the Scooby Doo
up in the air and just legs go and I take off.
Killinger, who I already rolled for, also follows you out the door. His men, who have nice. They managed to pull. Anna out the door, which leaves Adelaide.
She was already out the door.
Yeah. Sorry,
she
you're at the door.
I am waiting at the gate, ready to slam it shut.
It is your turn, so you're at the gate with the door in hand.
Yes.
It is then Edgar's turn.
Oh God, you're the only one left in there with him.
How easy is it going to be to lock the gate?
Did Lottie get out the door?
Yeah, I mean, right at the door.
Okay,
yeah.
I just didn't know.
Irvin just like zoomed past you.
Hold my head down.
He fails his dex roll to chase.
So he goes to get up and slips.
He goes to get up.
I'm so glad Schroeder rode poorly with his character.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Right? You can definitely tell that when the men with Anna ran past, he rolled over to follow and slipped in some ossuary shit or something. I don't know what ossuary shit looks like.
It would be slipped in some bird.
Mud. Yeah, slipped
so
in.
So it's just uric acid.
It's at least mud. It's at least mud. Yeah. Something gross.
Clumpy uric acid.
He failed his dex roll to get up and chase after. But he is still there and sort of turns and looks at you growling. Lottie's turn. I assume you make it to the gate or do you stick around?
No, Lottie's out of there.
Lottie's out. Back to Frederick.
She would yell for Frederick to get out.
So they see him slip. There. I'm gonna just make my way back out.
Okay. Irvin, where are you headed?
I'm gonna try and help slam that gate. Make sure it gets closed fast.
Okay, so you're going to the main gate of the enclosure. Killinger turns around and issues an order to his men as he takes Anna's hand. And the men grab the two doors of the ossuary enclosure and slam them shut, leaving Edgar inside.
Perfect. Okay.
That's when Edgar was eaten by cassowaries.
I need you all to make very important sanity rolls.
Oh, no.
Ah.
Please don't put that pressure on me.
Fail. That was good.
I did it.
Oh.
We want to roll under, right? Oh,
yes.
Yeah. I got it.
23 fail. Over. I was 23 higher than my sanity.
Oh, honey.
Oh, no.
Oh, angel baby. I'm so sorry.
Sorry, hon.
I had a 66 and I rolled an 89.
You 66 sand?
Mm-hmm. I've lost three.
for a
Lottie clock, started at 40. Clocks, what the hell?
You are very sane.
Actually, total, because you start with your pal, correct? Is what it is. I've lost a total of 4 sanity this whole time.
Yeah, that seems right.
All
right,
which one of you succeeded?
All of us except for Tyler.
Okay, those of you who succeeded, roll me a d4.
Oh, no.
I'm probably getting a d20 roll.
One.
Tyler, roll me a d8.
Ooh. I'm glad I grabbed it.
1!
Yay!
You all seem seemingly okay with the sound of ossuaries inside of a room shredding your friend Edgar to pieces.
Yay!
But see, I think it's in their minds they knew it wasn't Edgar.
Yeah, it wasn't Edgar anymore.
Because Lottie had that feeling when she hugged him. She was like, you not my boy.
I barely knew him.
But you did know him pretty.
No,
you
I'm
especially
just saying,
knew him very
she's
well.
Not. She lost some sanity, man.
Absolutely.
But.
Absolutely. But this is, it's the loss of a companion, essentially.
Yes, but Lottie is also a prostitute and has to be able to lose people very easily.
I took into account that you understand that he is not of his own will.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
Lottie just knows how to lose people.
You all return to the prince's apartment. Hey everyone, thanks for listening. Berlin, the Wicked City, written by David Larkins, with Mike Mason and Lynn Hardy. If you'd like to keep in touch with us, you can find us at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel on Facebook, Rancor's_Brothel on Twitter, and now you can find us on Discord. Just search for the Rancor's Brothel.